Chapter 34. Double Flats and Double Sharps. If I were to begin life again, I would devote it to music. It is the only cheap and unpunished rapture on earth. Sydney Smith. Double Your Fun. Welcome to the shortest chapter of the book. You're about to learn double sharps and double flats. Let's start with double flats. A double flat lowers a note by one whole step. You won't see them very often, but now and then double flats are necessary in order to spell a chord or an interval correctly. You'll see double flats in flat keys, usually with minor or diminished intervals. And there's an example of this using the D-flat diminished chord on the next page, example 3. Double flats are easy. Just put two flats close together before the note they alter. And here in example 1 are B double flat, E double flat, and A double flat. Remember enharmonic notes. This B double flat will sound the same as A flat. The E double flat will sound the same as D flat or C sharp. And A double flat will sound the same as G. But they're different. Remember, just like with words, spelling is important. I'll give you an example of this coming up. Double sharps. A double sharp raises a note by one whole step. You'll see a double sharp about as often as you'll see a double flat, which is not very. These usually pop up when an augmented interval is needed in a sharp key. In example 2, you see three examples of the double sharp, a G double sharp, a C double sharp, and an E double sharp. Notice how the double sharp lines up on the space or the line of the note it's altering. You'll be glad to hear there are no such things as double naturals, triple sharps, or triple flats. A natural, again, cancels all flats or all sharps, so you only need one of them to go back to the note's original state. A word on spelling chords. Here's why such pesky things as double sharps and flats exist. These signs help to spell some chords correctly. It's like the words two, two, and two. They all sound the same, but in context, they have different meanings. Just as you wouldn't write, I went to the store, T-W-O, you also wouldn't put an E in a D-flat diminished chord instead of F-flat. They sound the same, but when written down, it's important to get the right one. Sit at a piano to play and hear the following chords to understand these concepts more fully. This is example 3 on the book's website, basicmusictheory.audio. Stay with me here and refer to example 3. The D-flat major triad is spelled D-flat, F, A-flat, right? Right. Well, for a diminished chord, the third and the fifth of the chord have to be lowered a half step. A half step down from F is E, and a half step down from A-flat is G, right? The sound would be correct, but written out, it would look wrong. This is the middle triad in example 3. Even though those pitches sound correct, you can't write them that way and still have what would be called a D-flat diminished triad. So take a look at example 3. On the left is the D-flat major triad. In the middle is a chord that will sound exactly like the D-flat diminished triad, but the way it's written, the chord is actually an inverted E minor diminished 7 or something. Context would help name it better. Anyway, the correct spelling of D-flat diminished is on the right. Even though it makes things a little crowded, for the D-flat diminished to be spelled correctly, we have to use an F-flat and an A double-flat. I know it's weird, but I didn't make up the rules. Don't kill the messenger. Likewise with augmented chords or other cases where you need to raise a note that already has a sharp in front of it or which has a natural half-step above it, like B and E. Let's use F-sharp augmented for our example. An augmented triad, compared to a major triad, has a raised fifth. So that fifth, the C-sharp in the major triad, will become a C-double-sharp. It has the same pitch as D, but in order for the chord to be spelled correctly, we have to use the double-sharp. And you can see this in example 4. Moving on. Double-sharps and double-flats are pesky things you'll probably see if you continue reading music long enough. So even though you won't use them often, it's good to know what they are, and now you do. Only one lesson left. It's on meters that we haven't covered yet. And they include 6/8 time, cut time, and some odd meters, like 7/4. But first, the Chapter 34 Study Guide. Number 1. Why are double flats and double sharps used? They're used to spell certain chords and intervals correctly. Number 2. What does a double flat do to a note? It lowers the note's pitch one whole step. Number 3. What does a double flat look like? It's two flats close together in front of a note, and of course on the same line or space as the note. Number 4. What does a double sharp do to a note? It raises the pitch of the note one whole step. Number 5. What does a double sharp look like? It looks like an X in front of the note. Number 6. What does a triple flat look like? Trick question, no such thing. Practical use exercise. Write out the following key signatures with their major scale. E-flat, A-flat, B, and E. One line below these scales, write the following intervals. A diminished fifth above E-flat, a diminished fourth above A-flat, an augmented fifth above B, and an augmented sixth above E. If you need help with these intervals, review Chapter 24, Intervals.